Let's turn in God's Word to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, we'll be reading verses 1 through 27. Matthew 17, verses 1 through 27, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. So let's give our attention unto Him. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and His clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If You wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for You, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While He was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise, and do not be afraid." When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead." And His disciples asked Him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already," and they did not know Him, but did to Him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that He spoke of them to them of John the Baptist. When they had come to the multitude, a man came to Him, kneeling down to Him, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to Your disciples, but they could not cure him." And Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill Him. And the third day He will be raised up." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." And those are God's words. And God's people, we see here that Christ was transfigured before the few disciples, that just as Moses was revealed the glory of God as he stood in the cleft of the rock, so here Jesus as the God-man reveals the glory of God to Peter, James, and John. And here we remember the testimony that God is light. He dwells in the light and covers Himself with light, and in Him there is no darkness at all, as the Scriptures say. of each of those things. And then that we are so far in darkness as we consider ourselves and sin, and we must come to the light found in Christ alone. And when we're in the dark places of the world, we are to come to Jesus Christ alone. Jesus shined a light in verses 14 through 21 into the child as he cast out the demon from him. And then the rest of the passage describing for us in part of his humiliation, verses 22 and 23, his sufferings which were to come, and there at the cross that he would die, and yet he has risen from the dead. And then also his instruction of paying tribute to earthly rulers. Beloved, Jesus Christ is the brightness of the Father's glory, who purges our sin, who pays our debts, and who destroys the one who had power over power of death over us, the devil. And so we, again, must keep looking to Jesus Christ. That's what he's been teaching us here recently in Matthew. We need to keep looking to Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for the light of the world, the light that comes into the darkness, Jesus Christ, and that he overpowers the darkness. Just as when we at night flip on a light switch and all the darkness vanishes, so Jesus Christ is that light that's greater, a greater light. That's such a light that was at the beginning of creation when there was no sun or moon to reflect the sun. So the glory of your Son illuminated the world, the creation. And so it will be at the end, that there will be no need of sun or any lights but the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and the glory that He shines forth even here, showing us that the true light is only found in Jesus. And so, Father, we pray that we would come to the light and that we would reflect the light of Jesus Christ in our lives. That His righteousness, as we heard this morning, His righteousness, His goodness would be manifested in that way as we reflect it, as we image it forth, as we are to be those images of God in knowledge and righteousness and in holiness. And so may we pursue knowledge, righteousness, and holiness and grow in them. And we pray that You would grow us in these things, that You would turn us from our sin and the flesh that remains in us, the darkness, and You would shine the light of Your Son and that is found in Your Word in us. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit. And we pray for the churches that we would be a light in a dark place, like a city on a hill, and the light not hidden under a basket, but shining brightly to the world around us, our community, and the city around us, and the nation, that they would hear the gospel. That all would be invited to come in and to worship the living and true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That they would see the light, and all Your elect would come in to the fold, in through the gate, the door, which is Jesus Christ. Father, we do pray again for those churches looking for pastors. We pray for Columbia and Las Vegas and the church plants in Oklahoma City and maybe perhaps in Houston. We pray for these, that You would raise up godly leaders, pastors, elders, that Your Word would go forth consistently and faithfully. We pray for the Denison congregation, that You would bring that man to be pastor there, if it be Your will, and give the presbytery now wisdom as he is to be examined. Give them wisdom as to his calling or not. Father, we pray for the church plant in San Antonio, as they've called Ross Fearing, and asked that You would be with them and their transition. We know that they are quite weak in numbers, and so Father, we pray that You would provide families for them. We're thankful for the service of the current minister there, who's been serving for over a year now. Pray that you would uphold him and his family. We're thankful for his service that he's given in this time as they looked for a church planter. And Father, we're thankful for our congregation. You've allowed us to be able to gather together this evening and this day, the Lord's Day, and morning and evening. That your word continues to go forth. That we're able to keep worshiping and gathering together. And Father, we pray that you would continue that for many, many years to come, even after all of us here pass into glory. And pray that all would pass into glory, that there would not be one amongst us that would turn from you and play the fool. That you would call all of us to yourself, that you would sanctify us and prepare us for glory and perfect us in your Son and by the Word. Father, we pray for Chuck, who's not feeling well. We pray that you'd ask him to, or ask you that you would bless him and strengthen his body. We pray that he would not have the virus that's going around, but that would just be maybe a cold or some allergies. Father, we ask that you would strengthen his body to serve you, and as you have strengthened all of our bodies to serve you for the time you've given. Father, we ask that you would keep growing us in number, that we would be able to be financially stable, but also that in time, as we look forward and knowing the hope that we have and your promises, Father, that we would be able to plant another church, that another church we could daughter in a sense and support them, and even in another town, another city, that the gospel would from there go forth boldly and faithfully. We pray as it, Lord willing, is going forth here. Pray that you would keep us from false teaching and division and wolves coming in. We pray that you would give the elders, especially as we prayed this morning, wisdom in these times to deal with the various concerns. And yet we're thankful that really it is quite simple, that we need to merely obey your commands. And we can do that in Christ Jesus, and we can trust your Son. We trust your Spirit to guide us. And so, Father, do that and grant to us wisdom and discernment for the things before us, even though as frail and finite as we are, we can make a great confusion about things. Father, we pray that you bring clarity and unity, not only amongst our congregation, but amongst the session. And then, Father, as we continue worshiping you now, that we ask that you would watch over us and protect us from sin and temptation, distraction, that all of us would focus intently upon the Word of God, remembering that what we hear, as it is from your Word, is the Word of your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. And so, speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.